Simin Shin Yud Gimel Sevov Chesen Tes. Maybe I'm done with the Shin Yud Dalet. I don't plan on addressing the question of opening bottles and other types of food item cartons and boxes. So that's the fact that not everybody saw the entire Shin Yud Dalet Aleph, which talks about it. There are chalokim to the Shaila which are brought up besides for Kareya Mechatech and Moichik and other things that we're Bechal not seeing now, that are you always have to dawn on. But in Sira Lane, in Binin Mistiro, and Korea, there are Chalakim which are later on in the Beis Yosef, and in the Mechaber and the Simen, and it's kedai to see the rest of the Simen first before we deal with the Shailah. One of the big Makaris is the Tosefta, which is brought down in the Beis Yosef, Magen Avraham also quotes it, about Korea Sa'ar Me'alpiyah Chavim, which is really a din in Korea, it's not a din so much in Sira, but that's also one of the big Makaris for the Halakhas that are Benegia to opening up packages and cans and other things on Shabbos. And then there's Bechal, those that say that you shouldn't open anything on Shabbos, that if anybody wants to see the last Anaf in the Igros Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Kuf Chov Beis, Anaf Tes, he deals with the Shabbos. Sifov, the Mechaber says, it's really Kamar, a quote from the Tur. Here the Torah and the Mechaber gave us a Hagdama. In one line, the Torah Mechaber gave us a Hagdama to all Hilchos Binyan B'Kelim. Dehainu. He said that there's three Chalakim, there's three Dargis in Chibur B'Negei to Binyan B'Kelim. There's Tkiyo, Hiduk, and Rifyun. If you're Tekeah something, and you're Mechaber two Chalakim together, you're Tkiyo, you're Chayav Chatas. Is it the right thing? If you put it berifyoin, it's motel lechatchila. And if you're mahadik, it's somewhere in between rafui and takua, then that's asumi derabanan al tachshash, that maybe you're going to come to a tkiyah. That's the pashtus. Exactly when these things apply, we'll get to in a minute. It seems from the beginning of the tour that in Echlamni has no shaykhis to what the derech is b'chlal. Doesn't have to do anything with what the derech. We dan on each specific situation as you're coming to put it inside. If you're going to do an oifen tzkiyo, it's going to be a tzadaraisa. If you're going to do an oifen hiduk, that's a nevar. And if you're going to do a berifin, it's going to be mutlech tzkiyo. However, after the Torah brings down the Maram, when he gets the Kresh HaProkram, and he says that the Maram in Rutenberg says that Kresh HaProkram has the same din as Mitzashal Tarsim, Mitzashal Prokram, that the hiduk is going to be also and berifin is going to be mutter. He says, Veinanir. Ainu near that that's halacha. Rather, it's all totally in the derech. Kivin she'ena derech lahadkei kol kach. Therefore, motor b'cholinim. Therefore, it's motor b'cholinim. In derech lahadkei kol kach. The Torah throws in a tnai that it's totally in derech. And since it's not the derech lahadkei kol kach, therefore it's shari b'cholinim. The shaila is what exactly did the Torah mean when he said those words? And it's going to have kama v'kama nafamilas halacha l'maisa in very practical cases, depending on how you understand the lashon of this Torah. L'chor, the pashtus of the Torah is, before we get to the Beis Yosef, the pashtus of the Torah is that the Torah said that there is a din of Kosh Al Prokim that the Maram says has exactly the same din as Mitzvah Al Prokim, that Behiduk is Aser and Berifyin is Mutter. On that he says, no, since it's Ein Derech Lahadkei Kol Kach, since a person is not Mahadikit so much that it should be considered a Tkiyo, Lahadkei Kol Kach, you're not Mahadikit so much. Since a person is not mahadik so much that it should have a gather with Kiyo, that's really the way the Mishnah Berurah reads these words. Therefore, there's no chashash you're going to come to a tkiyo, and therefore mutter b'chol inyan. You're allowed to be machnasit, not only berifyin like the Maharam in Rotenberg holds, even behiduk is mutter. Why? Because the whole gzera of hiduk is only that you shouldn't come to a tkiyo. If there's no chashash you can come to deraisa, there's no issa to make a derabana. Chazal were only gezer that you shouldn't come to deraisa. They didn't stam ask for things. If there's no chashash you can come to deraisa, there's no reason to ask for derabana. Then we saw this Yisrael and Tesis on the Afkuf Memvav Man Aleph. By Mustiki, Tesis says that if you make a hole, a Pesach, which is meant to have some hoisi in a Kli, which is a Mustiki, Chayev Chatos, then you're in a Chanami, you're Tesser. However, if you're not Mechavin, it's Mutal Lechatzila. Why am I not going there in a Mechavin, not a Mechavin? Because I'm never going to be Mechavin. Nobody is Mechavin to make such a hole. If you were Mechavin, it's going to be Mitzvah Eisa. Since it's not the Derech to be Mechavin, therefore we're not going there by in a Mechavin, not a Mechavin. The same halach applies over here. Just like we say by a kli mustiki, that Taisa says, we're not choshish, so too over here we're not choshish. Since the derech by kosh prokim is not to be mahadikit, is not to be tekeh, therefore chazal we're not goizer hiduk otu tkiyah. because the derech is not kilu milta the yishrichel legozer barabanan. If you would be takeya, then it would be chiyuv chatas. It's not the derech, and therefore it's mutar lechatchila. In the case where it's derech to be takeya, and you want to be machaseh berishyon, that the Mishnah Berurah, that the Torah didn't really discuss. Mechor in that case also would be mutter. There's no chashash going to come to tzkiyah the same way that I'm not goyzer in a case where it's not the derech to be tokeyet, because you're not going to come to the right. So too, if I'm just going to be machaseh berishyon, also lechor, it should be mutter. Mutter b'chol enin, it's always going to be mutter. Away from that, it's roughly. That's how the Chazon Ish learns the Torah. The Beis Yosef, on the other hand, learns differently. He says no. Ein derech lahadkei kol kach lechura, the way that he understands means ein derech kol kach lahadkei. That it's not such a derech to be mahadkei. That's the way that the preacher says. What does it mean ein derech kol kach? B'chol hashanah. What's the normal way that a person does? Is a person in mahadkei or is he tekeya? It's not so common for a person to be mahadkei. B'chol hashanah, a person not mahadkei. As a matter of fact, lechura it's medui ketiv in the Torah because the Torah didn't say ein derech lateka, ein derech tkiya. It says ein derech lahadkei. Why is he mentioning Lahadkei? Why does he refer to Tkiya as Lahadkei Kol Kach? Mashmoy says that in Echanam, he's not referring to Tkiya, he's referring to Hiduk. And not only that, it's clear in the Beis Yosef, when the Beis Yosef brings it down, he brings down the Lashon of the Torah, and he leaves out the word Kol Kach. He says, Ein Derech Lahadkei. It's pashut that that's the way that he learns in the Torah. He says, since it's not the Derech B'mahadikin, therefore it's Mutar B'chol Inin. You're allowed to put it back B'rifyoin, and Lechura B'chol Inin means, even B'hiduk it's Mutar. Since the derech is only to be machnasip berifyun, therefore there's no problem to go ahead and put it in bein berifyun, even behiduk. Why? Because no chash, you're going to come to tzkiya. No one is tzkiya, no one's even mahadikit. Since the derech is rifyun, therefore it's mutter not only berifyun, it's also mutter behiduk. However, if the derech would be to mahadikit, then zikr would be also to be mahadikit, and even berifyun would be also. It's only when the derech is to do rifyun, then it's going to be mutter. What's going to be mutter? Rifyun, and kenzain, even hiduk will be mutter. However, if it's, the derech is to do anything more than rifyun, then you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to be machas tepechlal, because rechosh, you're going to come to the tekiyah. That's the Beis Yosef. The problem starts when you get to the mechaber. The mechaber, the chura, seems to have left out, after quoting four different rishonim, that all seem to say, quotes the Rambam, the Kolboi, the Goy Tashri, and the Tur, that all seem to say this Nekuda, that the only time that we matter you to be machnas something is when it's derech to be machnas berifyon. But if it's derech to be machnas more than berifyon, then we're not going to let you to put it even berifyon. And he leaves out that time when he gets to the Mechaber. He totally doesn't mention it. Mito shal prokum osel azil hatkum emtoka chayv chatos vimi refuyim mutal lechatchilo. If it's rafui, then it's mutal lechatchilo. Sosam, he's so you seem exactly like Lashon of the Torah, and he doesn't tell you that has to be the derech. Comes along the Ramban and says, no, that's the derech. That's the kavanah of the Beis Yosef. He said it in the Beis Yosef, he advised it in the Beis Yosef, that that's what he means. Zecher, that's what the Beis Yosef means over here. And the only time that it's going to be mutter to be machne, something berifyin, is dafka in an oifin where it's derech berifyin. But if the derech is to do more than rifyin, then you're not allowed to stick it in even berifyin. Now, not only that, the Ramban throws in lachar another tanaim, which was not before the Beis Yosef. And he says, even if the derech is to be machnas berifyon, you're only allowed to put it in berifyon, but you're not allowed to do hiduk. Tzarech Birk asks how he understands the Torah of that it's shari becholinian. What does it mean shari becholinian? What does becholinian mean? You're only allowed to do rifyon. When it's since the derech is not to be mahadikit, you're only allowed to do rifyon according to the Rambam. According to the way that the Beis Yosef seemed to understand, it was mutter even to do hiduk. Lamaisa, that's how the Rambam goes. And la'alocha lamaisa, the Chazon Ish is chaylik. He says that it seems, from the fact that the Beis Yosef is, by the way, on the side of the Mechaber, anytime that they have, I don't know, the old, the regular Mishnah Berurah is not the Rizvada, they have a star. Usually for the Chazon Ish, it's kedai to see the Chazon Ish if you have a chance. Usually they just quote the 3-4 lines of the Chazon Ish, which is chaylik, on the Mishnah Berurah, on the Mechaber, it's kedai always to see them. L'maisa, the Chazon Ish is chaylik on the Ramah, and he says, from the fact that the Mechaber left it out, l'chura, he said that it wasn't mukhruch the way that he was learning, and therefore he was taka chayzer. However, the Ramah understood not that way, and the Ramah understood no, the Beis Yosef was not being chayzer in the Mechaber, and therefore whatever he said in the Beis Yosef still applies. Memela la'alach la'maisa, we have a machlekes between the Ramah, really, and the Chazon Ish. What's going to be in two major cases, two common instances, and that's going to be when it's the derech to be mahadikeh, but not to be terkeah. What's going to be? Are you allowed to put it in berifyon and even behiduk, or not? Since the derech is to be mahadikin, therefore you're not allowed to put it in even berifion, and certainly not be iduk. The chazanish says, since the derech is only to be mahadikin, and you cannot be tekiya, therefore there's no chash, you can come to tekiya. No chash, you can come to tekiya. It's not a problem. You're able to be even be mahadikin. The whole chash was, you're going to come to the deraisa. If not chash, it's the deraisa, so then it's not a problem. And not only that, says the chazanish, in a case where the derech is to be tekiya, you're still allowed to be mahadikin to berifion. There's no chash that you're going to jump two dargas. There's no shash they're going to go from Rifyoim to Hiduk to Tkiyah, says the Chazanish. From the Ramah, it's clear that he learned not that way. The Ramah says in both the cases that the Chazanish mastered, the Ramah answered. If the Derech is to be Tekeah, you're not even allowed to be Machnes to Rifyoim, we're scared you're going to come to Issa the Rice of Tkiyah. And if the Derech is not to be Tekeah, but it's to be Mahadikit, then also you're not allowed to be Machnesit, you're only allowed to be Machnesit if it's the Derech to be Rafi, if it's the Derech to be Hiduk, it's also going to be Asr according to the Ramah. The practical applications we'll see shortly. That's what we see in the Chazon Ishtar Ramah. Now, what is the gather of Rafui, Hiduk, and Tekua? That we didn't see anywhere. That's not Mavur, Lachur, and most of the Rishonim, it's not clear what it means. The only place that we saw, the Cholopach, Menegiah, to Rifyun, we Tkiya Bechoizik, Umnes Vechizuk, it's not clear. Hiduk Bechlal is not clear. By Rifyun, we did see a gather that was brought down, that the Beis Yisrael brought down from the Ravid. And that is that if a person is not makbid, im yisnoyei avatei chachur. If you don't care if the thing that you're sticking into the hole moves around and is not doesn't fit snugly in, then that's considered rafui and that's mutter. Now, it's not exactly clear if that means, if it's literal, that's what he means. How did they have a mito, shel prokin, that was im yisnoyei avatei chachur? They stuck it together and it was shaking back and forth and a person was willing to sleep on that? So you could have, theoretically, you could have legs and it fits into the top. There are possible ways that you can work it out. But some Paiskim and Echanami learned that roughly is lavdafka doesn't mean that its mama is shaking back and forth. It means that it fits in, but it's easy, very easy for it to come out. You don't have to exert any effort whatsoever. It goes in, it goes out, but it could fit in snugly. So it doesn't look like that. If you learn Kipshutai, then it means that the Yisamei Avtech Achor, a mashalama davar deyme, is like the leichter, is the glasses that you put on top of a leichter. You have a hole there, which is an inch wide, and the bottom of your glass that has a little bit of a leg is a half an inch, and it goes inside and it sits beautifully, and nobody, it doesn't bother anybody. It happens to be that nowadays they do make something that you could stick onto the leg that it should fit in. But be'etzem, most people do not care. It's not that the derech to fit in it tightly, and most people do not care. The ground has no halachic ramifications, be'etzem, because pashas, you're not putting them in on Shabbos, and therefore it's not really not so negea. Where is it yes negea? That is with regard to somebody that has a dining room table, generally, is where you have the shayla, and you want to add a leaf to the dining room table. Are you allowed to add a leaf on Shabbos? So, leaving oil aside, which pashas, it's not a problem of oil, but because it's also for the top, it's not also for the bottom, it's also for the top. You're not oil, generally, when you're making something to be oil on underneath it. Well, so over here, you're trying to extend it that you should be able to use the top. Therefore, pashas is not a problem of oil. What is the shayla? The shayla is, you're being machnas, generally when you stick in one of these leaves, it has little pieces that protrude from the piece of wood, and they fit into a hole which is on the table. So you open up the table has holes, and you're sticking in a leaf that has protrusions, pieces, metal pieces that protrude from the side, and then you're going to attach it. Now generally in those cases, in most cases, the pieces that protrude do not fit in snugly into the hole. They don't have to fit in snugly. You don't care if it fits in snugly. As long as it goes inside, and doesn't move back and forth, then you're fine. And therefore, it's not a problem. There are those that snap it also afterwards. That's depending on what type of tape, depending on what type of table that you have. That could be also, that's not considered a tkiya. That's just a closing, but that's not considered a tkiya of the maisa that you're doing. Is not. We'll get to that in a second. I'll just the shayla is like this. L'chura, after you stick it in and you close the table, then you have no way to get it out. It's in very strong. You can't pull out the leaf anymore. So l'chura, it's together. You're right, when you stick it in, it's very loose. But after you close it, it's very tight. And there's no way for you to get it out. Why doesn't that have a gather of tkiya once it's already inside? So when Bisrael Solomon told me that he spoke to Rav Rubin, Baal Mechaber Sefer Archa Shabbos, in this Indian, and the way that he was masbered is as follows. And he says that the fact that you can't get it out is just a tatsuki, it's just a way that they made it, that when you close it, they stuck something in front of the piece that you have no way to pull it out. In other words, when you close the table, you're preventing the table from coming out. The tkiya was not a maisa of tkiya. The sticking in, the protrusions into the hole, is not in an oifen in which it's snug. However, it's tkiya, somebody put their hand on top, so now, after you put it inside, you're not able to pull it out. You didn't do any ma'aseh of tkiya. You closed the table, so you're not able to take it out. But the connection is not a tough, is not a strong connection. It's not a connection b'chlal of chizik v'umnis, not even of yidus. It's only a connection of rafa. That being the case, al pizeh, tainos, Rabbi Rubin, that also dependent on what type of belt you have, but those that have a belt, that the buckle comes off very simply, it just slips off, and you can stick it back in, and with a little bit of a push, it goes right back in, and it stays tight. He says, l'chor, it's the same thing also. Even though afterwards, once it's on, you can't pull it apart. It's very difficult. If you try hard enough, you will be able to pull it apart. However, all it is they made some sort of patent, as they say in Hebrew, that it has little pieces that stick out, little metal pieces that stick out. When you close it, when you try to pull it, it digs into the leather, and you're not able to pull it out. Theoretically, you're able to push it one way. It's like those type of things that they have that you shouldn't go into the mall the wrong way. If you go over it one way, you can't go over the other way. It digs into the wheels, it digs into your leather, and therefore prevents you. Theoretically, to push your belt out the other way, you would be able to. Just to pull it against the pieces of metal that are protruding, that you can't do. But the chibur is not a chibur b'chlal, which is tight. Therefore, to take it apart, if it falls off on Shabbos, whether you should or you shouldn't take it apart on Shabbos, if it falls off on Shabbos, and you need to put it back inside, says Reuven, it's not a problem, you have to put it back inside. Now, the only question is, what exactly does it mean? What exactly is the gather? And when you take two things and you screw them together, you have the case that we'll see in a minute, of the Magen Avraham the Taz that you bring down, that you're not allowed to screw the top of a cup to the bottom of a cup. That's also, they just made it in a way that it doesn't take any chizik v'omnis to attach them, just they have the threads of the screw go into other threads inside of the table, and therefore, or in the bottom of the cup, and therefore you're not able to pull it apart. Why is it make it that over, and there the Magen Avraham Choshev Chayshev Reis HaDarais, so over here you're going to tell me that it's any different? Now, L'chur Yesh L'chalik, a little bit, it's not exactly clear what together is, but in the case of the table, the leaf of the table, Be'etzim it's not Mechover B'chlal. If you yank the leaf in the middle and shake it back and forth, you'd be able to get it out. The same thing with your belt, you'd be able to push it out the other way, you'd be able to, it's not Be'etzim Mechubar Atayim. As opposed to the screw, there's no way that you can yank it out. Not push it, not pull it. It's connected in a way, it's mechubar in a way, that there's really no way to move it from the place that it is. The connection is a very strong connection. It's no different than you screw something into a piece of wood. It's also the pieces of wood that are preventing the screw from coming out. It's also, that's the prevention. But it's a tight connection, and therefore, that's the issue. But putting in the leaf, putting in the belt buckle, according to this, would not be an issue. You'd be able to put it back on Shabbos if it came out. That's with regard to Rafui. With regard to Hiduk and Chizuk, what exactly is the gather? That is not 100% clear. Basically, anything which fits in tightly is we're choshish for Hiduk, and anything which is needs any type of Chizuk to be able to detach it or attach it has a gather of Tkia, which we're going to answer. Even if it's not difficult, then we'll see in a second exactly with regard to screws and other things. Now, says the Mechaber, the iser of mitzvah prokim also lachzir lahadkav im tokach chayev chatos. What are we talking about? Tokach chayev chatos or the iser b'chlal? What's the iser that we're handling? So we saw that the machlekes between the Taz and the Magen Avraham. The Taz says the iser is al tmak v'patish. The Magen Avraham says al oisikli. The Shaila is, what does he mean oisikli? Says the Prima Gadim, oisikli means that you're chayev al tzbeinim. We know that the Ramban, Rashi, Ritva, Ran, and Tosfos Daf Ayin Daled Amud Beis, they all learned that by asiyas kli, even though in bini mekelim, by asiyas kli you're chayev al tzbeinim. B'meila. Zakta Primogan, that's the Magen Avraham that he's handling a Isser Rabbein over here. The only shaila is, which I do not understand, is that Lechura, from everything that we saw, anybody that holds Al Tasiyas Kli holds to reassemble a Kli which came apart, unless you need a Maisa Umut to put it back together, to reassemble a Kli is not considered a Tasiyas Kli. And therefore you will not be Chayav Al Tzbeinah. Taisa says, Lehedi on Ayin Dalam Rabbeinah. Taisa says, even though Rashi says that when you make a Chavis, you make a Tanner, that you're not Chayav Al Tzbeinah, even though you're Oisa Kli. So the says, no, that's not true. By Asiyas Kli, the only time that we say Ein Binyan Mikalim is Dafka by Achzaras Treason or Achzaras Mito. If you put back a Mito, Achzaras Menor or Achzaras Mito. That's when we say that there's no Binyan Mikalim. However, you want to make a Kli Mitzchila, in a Chanami Asiyas Kli, that's your Mechayel's Baina. So it's Lahedia, when he says the word of Asiyas Kli, he says that you're not Chayel by Achzaras Mito, Al Tosa Kli. Lulei the Mistafin, I would have said, on the Prima Gadim, would have said that Oisa Kli of the Magen Avraham means Oisa Kli of Makabe Patish. It means The same way that the Prima Gemara says, the same as the Ran says. The Ran says Lahedi, Rashi says Lahedi, you're Chayvat Makabe Patash. The Ran who learns Asiyasli says Lahedi that you're Chayvat Makabe Patash when it comes to Mita. The only thing is, how do you understand the next Magen Avraham? The following Magen Avraham quotes the Sma, quotes the Raiv, and it holds that the Chashash is out Kiyov, Chizik Omnis are Svaras and Binyan Pashtas, they're not Svaras and Makabe Patash. Even though, Vemaimar Muzgir, since many people mentioned it, Lachur also, according to Rashi, that holds that the Chiv is out Makabe Patash with the Taz, Ukademia. Any time that the derech is to be tekeah something, if you did not put it back in an oifen of tkiyah, then you were not over the makom apatish, because you did not create the kli in the way that it's supposed to be created. To put something back in an oifen which is relative to the way that it's supposed to be, it's an oifen of rifyon, even if it's a hiduk, the chur you're not going to be makom apatish, because that's not the way to be mechaber the kli. If the way to mechaber the kli is al tedu, then in Echonami, Kenzan, you've created a kli, and we chayev of that. Now, this halacha of mita is not referring to a folding bed. Says Aruch HaShulchan. Zichr, that's not referring to the folding beds that we have, that we fold up at night, fold up during the day and open up at night. It says that's like an accordion door which folds, the pieces fold together. There's no problem to open and close it. He says that's pashut. The meaning is to be make of less man the chashla. The same thing also with regard to opening a bed, to closing a bed, that the whole shell is only when you have mitashal prokin. When you have something which comes apart, then to put the different pieces back together and reassemble it, that's the shayla. To open a closed bed is not considered, even if it's folded in half, is not considered asiyas kli in any which way, and that would not be a problem of asiyas kli. That's also not the shayla of the pack and play, which you have different pieces which snap together ukadim. We're just talking about one of the ones that they make for the sukkah that folds in half, and there's nothing that snaps afterwards. You just unfold it and it lays on the ground. And
is there shayla of pack and play?
We're not going to get to that as of yet. We will be izor shem at the end of the siman. Mahemshech. The Taz in the Magen Avraham, after the Mechaber continues, the Koshal Parakim Mutzah Farki Lachzir B'Shabbos, V'yesh Mishayim V'Shadin HaKosh K'din HaBito. Machlokes with regard, Marami wrote to bring in the Torah, with regard to the Koshal Parakim. Koshal Parakim is not referring to a Kosh which is held together with a screw. It's held together with two pieces that you attach together to make a Kosh. However, in a case where you have the bottom and the top of the cuff are held together, you screw one into the next, then we have the Taz and the Magen Avraham that both say that it's Aser. The Taz seems to nemon that it's the way that the Mishnah Berurah says it in the Shaar HaTzion, he says that the Magen Avraham nemzon that's Iser D'Oraisa, to put them back together. Where he saw that in the Magen Avraham, L'chura, is because the Magen Avraham says, he bavorns at the end, he says, maybe I say that a kohen has the same din as a menorah, and the same way that a menorah shall prokim, I'm not allowed to carry the menorah shall prokim because maybe it's going to fall apart and we come to Isser to put it back together. He says, by kohen, I don't have to worry about it. The derech is that it doesn't come apart, and therefore I have to be choshish that it's going to come apart. That's why also our leichters are not a problem to hold if there's no issue of muktzah, because even though they are, most leichters do have parts. Silver leichters do have parts that that can screw off. Nevertheless, the derech is that it doesn't come apart. Therefore, there's no chash that's going to fall. Same thing by Christ, says the Magen Avraham. There's no chash that's going to fall. The shaila is, what was he bavarning in the first place? Unless it's going to fall, and you're going to put it back together, screw it back together. If there's no iser deraisa, we're not going to be goyzer, or to iser derabanan of screwing back together. Elamai the Mashmoy says that we're choshes, you're going to come to iser deraisa. If it would be misbarak, and you put it back together, there would be iser deraisa. Mamila bavar in the Magen Avraham, Abrazei, I shouldn't be able to carry it. And then he said, no, I'm not choshes that it's going to fall apart and break, because that's not the derech to be misbarak. But if it would, in a chanam would be iser deraisa. The Taz, on the other hand, holds not that way. The Taz holds that it's only iser derabanan, says the Mishnah Berurah. And it brings out that Maamar Mordechai says that no, it's not even Asumi Darabon Pashtas. It's very tight that it's not even Asumi Darabon. It's Mutal Chatchila. At the end of the day, he's Masik that Lachura one should be Machmer. However, he's the Mitzad that it's Mutal Chatchila. What's the Nikudas Amachlekis? In both Gita Machlekis, we have Mamish the end of the spectrum. One says it's Mutal Chatchila. One says Chayv Chatos, and in the middle we have Asumi Darabon. What's the Nikudas Amachlekis? L'chur mitzvah, as this machlekes is, what's the gedder that Taita says by umnes v'chizuk? Taita says when you have umnes v'chizuk, you're chayiv al binin v'keim. What's umnes v'chizuk? Is umnes v'chizuk in the chefza or is it in the gavra? Is it in the taitza or is it in the pu'ula? What you're doing, is it ma'isa umnes v'chizuk or the taitza of the ma'isa that you did is still the umnes? Mamela, screwing two things together. Anybody can screw two things together. Even a 1 or 2 year old can screw two things together. It takes no maisa of umnas v'chizik b'chlal to screw on a cap, to screw on the two screws, the bottom to the top of the cup. However, the tzitzah is one of chizik umnas. You have no way to pull that apart. Unless you unscrew it, you can't pull it apart. It's mehudat, it's gevur of umnas, it's takua b'chizuk, klashim l'rishenim. Says the Magen Avraham, Mamela, you have the same tzitzah as umnas v'chizik, then you have this adaraisa of binyan b'kelim. The Taz says no. The Taz says, you're right that the Tzitzah is the same thing, but the Maisa is not the Maisa. Mamela, the Rabbanon will ask it because you got to the same Tzitzah. However, the Maisa is not a Maisa, it's a Chizik Zichr, that's not the Issa Daraisa. Chazal didn't answer that. And the Maimon Mordechai Tain is that the whole Gzeiro Bechlal that we ask our Hiduk is only after Tzkiyah. Well, comment that it's not Shayach Tzkiyah, he holds it also, it's not considered a Maisa of Tzkiyah, and it's not Shayach to be Tzkiyah. Because you don't stick in what Tzkiyah Rashi says. You put in your Seder, and Sichin your Seder you put inside to be able to, into the hole, and stay fast. In such a case, stay tight. In such a case, you don't have the Echelus by a screw. You don't stick anything inside, and therefore, it's not going to be Aser, not Midarai, Sen Midarbanan. The Chatchila, you shouldn't do it. However, he's Machmer Lamaisa. Lalach Lamaisa, Mr. Brewer brings down. The Sharatim brings down the three shittas. He says, after he quotes the Maamar Mordechai, "Mitzadu lahakol mikol mokri masik lamaisa yesh lahachmer ka Magen Avraham." He says, at the end of the day, you should be machmer like the Magen Avraham. Now, achbeikar din mash b'shem nitzri le'del shrei furakis v'derabon b'chol gavni. So, how is the Mishnah Berurah say you should be machmer like the Magen Avraham, but lahalacha really holds that it's derabon? How is he passing the lahalacha? So, if you see in Tavkuf Yotes, the Sharatim is mitzayin. In Hilchos Yontif, he's mitzayin to this halacha, and he says, "Kvar amarnu that we pass like we're machmer like the Magen Avraham, that it's going to be Issa d'Oraisa." What's the difference if we're machmer like the Magen Avraham, we're machmer like the Taz? Either way, it's also midarabanu midaraisa. There are a bunch of nafkaminas. One nafkamina is like the Sharatin Alein says. In a case, memelu the day rishayna dudat atur shari kishmahad kavirochmi. According to the first lashon, if the derech is not to be, if it's only Issa d'Rabanu, and there's no, it's not considered as kiyo. Then when you do a oifen of rafui, then it's going to be mutter. The second nafkamina is going to be when it gets a sifches. Sifches, the halacha is when something, a kli falls apart, and we're choishish that because it's not kishmak to use the kli as it is in its broken state, you're going to come to fix it. Therefore, we said that it's mukta. The kli is mukta, you're not allowed to touch it, you're not allowed to move it b'chlal. Touch it, you're not allowed to move it b'chlal. That halacha, according to many, they bring down Rabbi Yashiv said, only applies when the chash, if you're going to be misakin, is the Isser Daraisa. If we're chosh, if you're going to be misakin, it's going to come to Isser Daraisa. Therefore, we said, don't move it, because you might come to Isser Daraisa. If the chash of being misakin is only Isser Darabanan, then in Echram, there's no Xer. But Mela, anything which comes apart, which is a screw, your broom into the bottom of the brush, the stick into the bottom, the screws into the bottom of the brush, it comes apart on Shabbos. Or what's the halacha? According to the Magen Avraham, to put it back together, the chur is a shayla v'daraisa. According to the Taz, it's only Darabanan. Now it comes apart, and the broom is right in the middle. And you want to move the broom? Are you allowed to move the broom or not? The broom is better makli shemak lahetzer. It's not something which is when it's a Shabbos as a kli. L'chor should have the halacha. It retains its status of a kli even after it came apart. If not for the gzera darabanan, is there a gzera darabanan or not? According to the Magen Avraham, there is a gzera darabanan because it comes to daraisa. And according to the Taz, there's no gzera darabanan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, lechatchila we're machmer like the Magen Avraham, and therefore your broom comes apart. Lechatchila you should not move it. You kick with your foot. It's the Shail of Hezek. We'll see all the Heterim, Behemshech, and Sifches, but that's a big nafkamina la'alacha. The Agav, L'chiru, the Maamar Mordechai was mitzadeh that L'chiru is not Shayach Tzkiyah. Kiyodua, often when a screw does not fit into the place that it's supposed to fit into, because the threads, the pieces of the screw already became threadbare to a certain extent, and it doesn't fit in exactly. What people do is they take a toothpick and they stick it into the hole, and then they turn the screw, and therefore the screw is able to catch into the wood, and it holds tight. That is what people do, even in the cases of these people have in chairs. It's common the bottom of a chair, like dining chairs, other things, and the hole, the inside comes out. The way that they, whether you do it yourself or you give it to somebody in the store, that's what they're doing. They're sticking something, they're wedging something inside so that when you screw it back together, then it'll catch to the thing that you stuck in, the little piece, the peg that you stuck inside, and it will be nischaber. Now, is it practical by a cup to stick it together? I don't know how practical it is by every scenario. You have to done every scenario. But by etzem, by different things, it is very common. It is, all you need is a tiny little piece of a toothpick, and no one's going to see it. You stick it aside, and you fasten it, and in a chanami, it'll stay much tighter than it did beforehand. Now, there's other shailas that are similar to the case of screws, and that is things that are held together with like a spring, or kedema, for example, crutches. They have you can extend the crutch and make it smaller and there's a little piece of metal that sticks out, pops out, and there's a bunch of holes on the bottom of the crutch, and you extend it and make it smaller, to see how big the person is and how small he is. Now, it's the little metal piece pops out. They have a lot of things that are like this, just crutches are common, and it gets stuck inside. Now, once it pops out, it's not moving from there. It's the main thing. So you're able to put your weight on it. A person is able to put their weight on it. It's a lot of pressure is being placed on it, nevertheless, it doesn't come apart. But it's very simple to unfasten it. You're able to just press the sides and then move it up and down. That's also similar, that it doesn't take any ma'is to umnes v'chizuk. Nevertheless, the teitzah is a teitzah of ma'is to umnes v'chizuk, and the chur of the pashas, you have the same approach. In Dumani, Mr. Silman said that about this, that Rav Rubin said also a similar thing about this, that it's also, it's only the same type of tatsuki. They stuck something in, they placed metal on both sides, they shouldn't be able to get it out. But in a chanami, since all you need to do is something so small, you don't have to screw anything in, you don't have to do, all you have to do is push it, is a little push on it, then that's not considered a ma'isa of chibur b'chlal. You're not being mechaber b'chlal, maybe that's nothing. Anytime you have to screw it, can you hear the nekudas? You have to screw it inside, you're doing a ma'isa of chibur, you're mechaber. All that is a little click, or a little push, a little anything, that's not considered a ma'isa of chibur b'chlal, and that would be mutter to move back and forth. Now, with regard to screwing things in, the Mishnah Brura, Paskins like the Magen Avraham, the Tazbol say that this whole shaila of screwing things in is dafka in an oifin where it's not the derech. However, screwing on a cap onto the top of a bottle is not a problem, it's mutlech hatchila. The Mishnah Brura seems to equate the Magen Avraham's pshat together with the Taz's pshat, and he says that they both matter. However, the lashon of the Taz and the lashon of the Magen Avraham seem to be slightly different, and the Achrayin and Taka learned that there's two different heterim, and once again there's going to be a lot of nafkaminis lalacha in how you understand what the heter is. The Taz seems to say that the reason why it's mutter is because it's not the derech, when you close the cap on top of the bottle, it's not the derech to be mishtamish with the bottle like that. In other words, that's not the oifin hashimish. The ishtamishis is not after, generally, when you machaber two chalakim together, when you attach two pieces together, you're trying to create a kli. Over here, Fakert says chazanish. You're not trying to create a kli. You're not creating a kli. As a matter of fact, the oifin to be mishtamish with the kli is when they're separate, not when they're together. Memela. In other words, when you screw on the cap, you have no way to pour the liquid out of the bottle. It's only when you unscrew it, then you're able to attach it. So he says, Be'etzim, what it is, it's not two things that are creating to make one kli. It's two things that remain as two things. There's no chibur, really, because they're not meant to work in tandem with each other. They're not two things together that are creating a kli. They're staying as two separate things. One thing is covering the other thing, and you're saying in an oifin that you're not... It's not enabling you to use the first kli. Which is different than mitos al prokim and kanish al saiden and these other things, that the kavana is to take two things and create one kli together. On the other hand, the Magen Avraham seems to say that the word is that it's oymid liftoyach v'lizgur tamid. The chibur is not a chibur of kiyum. It's a chibur which is meant to open and close. It could be that the reason is like the Chazanish says, but that's not what he says. And if you look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Shin Yud Gimel, from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he says that even if you're to kaya something together, but the derech is to open it and close it on Shabbos, and the derech is not to have a key maklal, then even the key is mutter. It's not a problem if the key is mutter. The lechura, there's kama of nafkaminas. First of all, according to the Chazanish, that hold that the whole var is that the two things are not creating one thing together. Then Frekter Shlomo Zalman, he says, anytime that you have two chalakim that are creating one thing, the chare should be out there. For example, if you have a salt shaker, that you can't use the bottom or the top by itself. You need both kalim, you need it screwed on to use the salt shaker. The whole part of the salt shaker is that not so much to come out at once. If you have just without the top, then a ton of salt is going to come out. You can't just use the top without the bottom. So you need both of them together. It's the same thing by a baby bottle. A bottle, You can't use a baby can't drink from it if the cover is not on. And if you just have the cover, then you're not gonna be able to hold any liquid. You need both of the chalakim to be able to make it to create a kli. He says lachur according to the Chazanish, such a thing is gonna be aser. That's he's being matmi on the Chazanish. Lamaisa the place misvara yikatayna. I saw that's how the mechaber is manenu also go. Many mentioned the svar, and they tell you that even according to the Chazanish, the whole part the Chazanish is trying to say is that you're not going to leave it together because that's not the normal eifin ishtamshes. For example, kanish al tayin or mitzah al tarsim. If you leave it together, then you'd have a great bed. You wouldn't be able to take it with you, but you'd have a kli which you could be mishtamish for 1,000 years. There's nothing wrong with the kli as it is. Therefore, when you take the two parts and you put them together, you're creating a kli. The kanish al tayin also, okay, you're not going to be able to use it for something small if it's really you attach the broomstick to it. You'll only be able to use it, but it's a perfect kli as it stands. As opposed to a salt shaker, if you leave it closed for the rest of your life, then you've been mevatel to the salt shaker because you'll be able to finish it up once and that's it. So too with the baby bottle. The normal ishtamshes is that it's supposed to be open, it's supposed to be closed and open. That is a chilek of the ishtamshes. But mainly we never look at it. The ishtamshes is not just when it's closed. The ishtamshes is also to open it and to refill it. As opposed to the bed, it's not they take it apart. It's not a chilek of the ishtamshes. It's just to enable you to move from one place to the next place. But the ishtamshes itself is only when it's open, not when it's as opposed to when a baby bottle is also a chilek of the ishtamshes, is to be able to refill it, so that you should, and which means that you're taking it apart. Meila, according to the Chazanish, also such a thing will be mutter. Where is the nafkamina l'alacha with regard to baby children? I would say children's, but lachar maybe it's even mutter for adults. What's the story with Lego and clicks on Shabbos? Is it mutter to play with Lego and clicks on Shabbos? I have a big Lego, I don't have a small Lego. It goes together pretty snug, and even if you shake the top, unless you shake it tight, it'll stay together. Is it tekiyah? No, there's no efsharut for tekiyah baklal. There's no way that you can attach these two things with tekiyah without ruining the game. To stick a piece inside is plastic, it's going to move, it's going to ruin it. L'chor, you can't do a tekiyah on these things. Now, it's an oifen of hiduk, the darka is behiduk. According to the Mishnah Berurah, if the darki is behiduk, then you're not allowed to be mahadikid, according to the way that the Rambam learned. However, we saw that the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that even if it's darki behiduk, but if the derech is to, according to the Chazanish, let's start with the Chazanish. According to the Chazanish that we just mentioned, that you need the two halakim to create one thing, l'chor is a tzat aser. Why? Because each one bifnei atzmai is not a kli. You do the whole mahus of the toy is to take two halakim and put it together to create something, to build something. Each one by itself, it's not like Kodesh HaSaidin that each one can be used by itself. You need to put the two halakim together. It's like more like the salt shaker, like we're saying. That's like the mitzvah shel tarsim. You need the two halakim together to create the kli. So too, the whole game is to putting the two things together. The chur, there should be a tata aserin. However, first of all, according to the Chazanish, we know that even if the derech is to be terkeya, is to be mahadik, but if you can't be terkeya, then the Chazanish says that it's mutter. So even if you want to be mitzadeh, the Chazanish is going to say that it's aser, out the din of the cap. But nevertheless, the Chazanish is not going to answer because it's not shaykh to come to a tekiyah. The Okshash, there has to be an oifen to come to a tekiyah. By Lego, there's no way to come to a tekiyah, and therefore, lachur is going to be mutter. Now, even without that lachur, we have the svara of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. And that is, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that any time, even if it would be the derech to be tekeya, if the oifen ishtamshes is to put it together and take it apart, and put it together and take it apart, then there's no problem. Because that's the oifen that, like the Magen Avraham says. So, sorry whether you're going to learn like the Havan of the Chazanish, sorry whether you're going to learn like the Havan of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Chazanish, the way that he understands, the Chalas can be for a different reason, because it's not Shaykh Tekeya. And the way the Shulchan Aruch Rav understands the closing the cap, also L'chero. It's meant, the whole game is meant to put together and take apart. If you're going to put it together and you're going to glue it together, then you ruin the game. Then you're not going to have the game anymore. It could be that the last time before you grow up and become an adult, you'll put it together and you'll glue it together and just stay together and stay there. But then you ruin the game. That's not the whole mahus is to put it together and take it apart. So maybe in such a case, L'chero should be mutter. L'chero, there's no tzad. Tasrin. Kumdumani, that's how most places can go myself. Now, then we come to clicks. Clicks is slightly different maybe. Clicks really click in. They actually click in and there's a click after you. It stays on much. You write that it wobbles back and forth, but it clicks into place. Once it clicks into place, maybe you could say that it's dema to a certain extent to the screw. The screw is very easy to put it together. Any 2-year-old can put together a click. Nevertheless, once it's together, maybe the chibur is. What's that?
Why not the rasham? That.
Very good time. As a matter of fact, Yisrael Silverman told me that he brought clicks to the Aruch HaShavuos, and he told him to, and he says, "Ooh, let me see that." And he took it and went to show Rabbi Gelber, the other Baal Mechaber Sefer, came back and he says, "It's the exact same svar. They make a little click that it shouldn't be able to come out, and in a chanami, but in Esam, it's all it is a patent that it shouldn't come out so easy, but in a chanami, it's going to be mutter, clicks are going to be mutter." Now, even if you don't go with that svar, Lechura, clicks, it's extremely easy. It's not like a screw. It's not, you just have to press a slight amount and it comes apart. Not only that, if you hold it click and you shake it really hard, maybe you're not, then it will come off. I did it a few times this morning, I guess it doesn't. But Be'etzem, I don't have the leverage to do it here. Be'etzem, it will come off one from the next without even pulling them apart, without even, it won't? It's like not coming off. Maybe it depends on which one I did it in. Well, my chavrusa saw me do it about 3 or 4 times this morning. Without too much. If you put in a cube, that's just because you have no leverage. You have no one to pick up. For Esam, it's not so. And certainly, if it's like this, it's very simple to come apart. It's not like a scoop of cloth. To say that it's a tkiyo is very difficult. Even if. In other words, even the chiddush we want to say that a screw is a tkiyo, but zichur, this is not considered a tkiyo to the extent of a screw. It's so simple to come apart. At best, it's going to be a hiddush l'chura. Nevertheless, I did see the Shmir Shabbos Kachas. So he says, no. He says, side by Legos is the small Legos and the big Legos. The small Legos are tighter than the big Legos. He says, Shrehim nitkoim zeb zeb b'choizko. He says that he's machmer both by clicks and by the Lego because they're. What's that? So the Shaila is, what happened to the Heter of Kisur Kalim? So if you look in the Ba'an Shmir Shabbos Mechasa, this is Lechura, the only Tzad to be Machmer. There are other issues. I just want to mention, there are other issues theoretically with building Lego. Theoretically, you can make oil, if you make a house and there's a Tefach, Burim Tefach inside. There are theoretically other issues. We're handling just the basic issue of Bainah. Is there an issue of Bainah Bechlal? Look at the bottom of the Har and the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa. He says, "What's my suffix?" Says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman says the suffix like this: the pasuk says Ugetayna that it's like Kisur Kalim. The derech is to make it and to take it off and put it together. Take it off and put it together. Memeila lachar shemim mutar. What's the tata asrit? Kisur Kalim. You're always putting the cap back on the bottle. You're always making the same kli, closing and opening, closing the same kli. As opposed to clicks and Lego and these other type of things, these games, you take it apart and make a new kli. And you take it apart and you make a new kli. So it's not the oifen hishtamshes of the kli. The time that it's the oifen hishtamshes of the kli, it's not the oifen hishtamshes of the kli really. Because when you have one kli and you open and close it, you can say it's the oifen hishtamshes of the kli. Masha'enkin, when it's not the oifen hishtamshes of the kli, you're always making something new, so then each time it's kilo less the kli. He says it's a chiddush. Chiddush, he says, and I didn't find that anywhere, says B'Sham Zalman. But yesh line if it's the oifen. L'chur is a chiddush, like he himself said. And there are people that are nodding their heads and shaking their heads. But L'chura, Misvara, Kimdumani, most of the Paiskim, Dor Chashabba says, I think he quotes, Kimdumani, he quotes Rosh Hashanah, that says that Meikur Nadine, he holds that Ataki is Mutter, and a few other Dikdele Paiskim, L'chur, Misvara, is Mutter. For some reason, the Minig of the Olam is, maybe because Ramayisha says this, it's brought down to Tuli Shabbos, and others say that adults should not play with it. Nevertheless, if a kid is playing with it, you do not have to stop them. L'chura, Misvara, should be Mutter, even for an adult to play with it. L'chura, because there's no really, it comes apart, you put it together and come apart, put it together and come apart, L'chura, it's mamash le'kizu kelim, and L'chura should be mutter b'chol inim. Now, magnetiles and things like that, I don't think, it's not a shayla b'chol, it has no kiyim whatsoever. It has no kiyim, you make it too big, it's going to fall down. It's not like Lego that you can build it as high as you want, it's not like a click that you can make as big as, magnetiles don't have that yichurlis, you can't, there's no kiyim whatsoever b'chol. You blow it too hard and the whole thing comes apart. And also depends on the brand? What? No. One or two other halachas that I get to this, if you have a doll which comes apart, one of the limbs comes off the dal, screws off the dal. So you have to put it in. Sometimes you have to apply a little bit of pressure. It's not a tekiyah l'chur, but you have to apply a little pressure and be mahadikin. L'chur, that's also totally in the same machlokes that we said before under the chazanish and other nesikim. According to the chazanish, it's not derech b'tekiyah, therefore you're even allowed to be mahadikin. According to the Mishnah Berurah, the way they learn is according to the Ramah, though even when the derech is to be mahadikin, you're not allowed to be mahadikin, only to be mahadikin, you're not allowed to be mahadikin, you're not allowed to stick it in berofoin, then l'chur in such a case, it would be aser. Here, it's a little bit of a different case that.
Why is that not like the leaf of the table?
It is slightly like a screw. A lot of them are slightly like a screw. It has one piece that it screws in, and if you get the right angle, you'll be able to pull it out. L'chur, you'll be able to turn it to pull it out. It's not just something which. It could be that you have to know the system if it actually clicks in place. Now, is it going to be usher to play with the doll if it's missing one of its legs? L'chur, like we said before, we'll see in Tzivchet. But for Kama, that we go like this, you said of Rabbi Yashiv, that the only time that we're choshish, that you're not be metalto something, al tchashash, you're going to put it together, is only to tchashash, is it all right? So here's no tchashash, is it all right? It's not shayach tekiyah. But maybe it's not a problem. You would be allowed to play with the doll, you wouldn't be able to put it back.
How much about
Mr. Potato Head? Mr. Potato Head. Bring it in and we'll talk about it. That's also meant to put back together and take apart and put back together. The last halach over here in Sif Vav that we handle is the halach that the Mishnah Berurah brings down of the shtender. Who adin ashtender should be beis haknesses? Shemunachim lav storm imushal prokim has the same din as a kais and the same din as a mitzvah. Now the shtender that they were talking about is not the type of shtender that we have that goes up and down. Rather, we're talking about there was pieces, different pieces that you have to assemble, you took apart and put it back together. Our shtenders that you could. You make them higher or lower, whether you're standing up or sitting down. And then you take, and there's a little piece on the little knob on the bottom that you screw it to tighten it, that the one piece of it presses against a piece of metal, and therefore it doesn't move back and forth. Such a case, say all the poskim, that it's such a thing is mutter. Why? The pashtus, the reason is, the way the Aruch HaShavah says, Nahar, he's murder, he says, Bechur, the Iker Svar is because it's a kli the entire time. Whether it's higher or lower, it's a kli. It's not like the Shtender Shal Prakam that they had, that they reassemble it, they have to put the pieces together, the Mito Shal, the Kana Shal Tayyid, and Mito Shal Tarakim, that you're taking different pieces and putting them together. Here, it's a Shtender regardless. It's a Shtender whether it's low, it's a Shtender whether it's high. You just want to make it the right size, but Be'etim, it's a kli the entire time. It's never in his bottle, the same kli. And therefore, it's mutter to make it higher and lower. If you pulled the whole thing out, then maybe you would not be able to put it back together. As a matter of also with the screw, if you took the screw out the entire way and you have to put the screw back inside, also l'chur kenzan would be a problem because your mamish putting it back. The screw is maybe a different problem. The Aruch HaShavah wants to tell you, al derech zeh, he says that l'chur, if you want your fan, there's two halakim to a standing fan generally. You have the one chelek which you could make it higher and lower, and there's one chelek that you could adjust the head of the fan. That you should be able to, it's usually that's a screw. The bottom is usually just a piece that you tighten, not a screw, it's like a screw, but it doesn't exactly work like that. And then there's a screw mamish, a knob, which is a screw, which you could tighten the head. He tightens that, l'chura, to move the head, you would not be able to move the head. Why not? Why is it different than a shtender? Because when you take out, you unscrew it, what happens is the head goes all the way down to the bottom, and in such an eifin, it's not right for shimush, and therefore, it's Nizbatal the shame kli, and when you put it back together, it works. Now I had a little bit of trouble swallowing that, because l'chura, even if it does fall down to the bottom, and if there's a kid on the bottom bed of the bunk bed, and he's on the floor, so then he's not able to use it, that's how we do it l'chil in such a case. Or, worst comes to worst, you lost the screw, and all you have, and the thing is going down, and you're boiling hot, you put it on the chair. Not that it's broken, it rather only works for at a certain angle. But to say that it's broken, you're right, l'chatchila, I wouldn't buy something like this because it's only able to work for one angle. But to say that it's poka the shame kli so much to the extent that it's going to be a chibur, l'chura, I thought was a chiddush. I saw actually the Megillah Sefer, Nemzon, Kipshutai, that Erechanami has the same thing as a shtender, it's mutter. He actually quotes the Shemir Shabbos Kechasa. It says the same thing, though I did not find the Shemir Shabbos Kechasa. I thought the Shemir Shabbos was talking about something else. But l'chur is far, we should say the same thing in Kolkam, that has the same shame kli, that l'chur should be no difference. You let it tighten it and untighten it. Okay, then.
Well, l'chur may
and that's also with your sender. You had one that only works for when you're sitting, you made one that you work for your standing. Kolkam, that has the shame kli the entire time. The fact that you could use it in more efshari. What's that?
You had it standing when you were sitting also. It just wasn't in that position.
You weren't able to use it. You weren't able to use it.
You had to fix the fixed position.
And therefore?
You put it in screws, and now you made it adjustable.
And therefore what? But it was a kli beforehand, there wasn't a kli beforehand. It was a kli that you couldn't adjust, and now it was a kli that you could adjust. But it was a kli. Whereas now we're able to move it to different things than beforehand. It's like the shtender also. But etzem, if it was higher up, you can't use it when you're sitting down. So what are you supposed to do? The teretz is, you made it now, that is urgent. It's poka the shem kli. That's with tzivov. Tzivches is the halachas of mitzah shin. It's really, we saw in shinches. And it's the halacha of Tav Shemesh Merachas Meragleo. The chashash is that if you have a bench or a chair that one of the legs broke off, the halacha is we're scared. Chazal said you're not allowed to move the chair because they were talking about a kira. You're not allowed to move the chair because we're chashish that since Nakishmach to use the chair, therefore you're going to go ahead and fix it. The Hainu. Even though Shivri Kalim, for example, if your button falls off your shirt, according to the Mishnah Berurah, La Halacha Lamaitza, the button is Mutter B'Tiltum. Even though it's a broken part of the kli, and the shirt's mutter betotal. Why? Because going into Shabbos had a shame of a kli. Nevertheless, according to Ramesha, the button is mutter. However, the way the Mishnah Berurah says, the button is the seder, because when it's a Shabbos, it's a chelik of a kli, even though it broke, it's not a problem. However, when it comes to something, the way that the Pesukim of Masber, that the shtamshus of that item after it breaks is not kishmak to use as is, then we're chayish that you're going to fix it. Therefore, if you have such a scenario that not that after it breaks, for example, your chair that only has three legs now as opposed to four legs, not gishmak to sit in it, we're chayshish, chazal, we're chayshish, that you're going to go and if you're going to be metalto, the safsul, you're going to go ahead and put it back together. However, there are limitations to this isser, and that is as follows. First of all, it's only if, like we said before, and if there's going to be isser daraisa by putting it back together again. Kimdumani darach hashochen is machmer, but that's the way that Rabbi Yashav says. That only if there's going to be Yisra Dereisa, then Rechosh is going to come to Yisra Dereisa. That's the first kula. Second kula is, Dafka, if you haven't used it in this capacity before Shabbos, if it broke before Shabbos, and you went ahead and you propped it up with something else, then you're allowed to sit on the Shabbos, you're allowed to move it even, because they're not Rechosh, you're going to go ahead and fix it, because you already used it like this before, and therefore it's not a problem. That's why a lot of glasses, if glasses broke before Shabbos, and you already used it like that before Shabbos, you're not going to be Rechosh, that you're going to come to fix it. Another case is if the piece that broke off got lost, or if the piece that broke off broke, or if the piece that broke off is you needed Uma to fix it. In any of these cases, a regular person cannot fix it, therefore there's no chash, you're going to come to be over in this or the right, so it's not a problem. Now, the practical applications of this is the first one that we mentioned before, is the Hurrier broom. The broom comes apart if you have one of those screw-on brooms. Then, if it comes apart, l'churi, the broom is mukta. You're not allowed to be metalto the broom at all, and at least the brush you're not allowed to be metalto, the same way you're not allowed to be metalto the safsel. And there's a chash you're going to go ahead and come to tighten it. If it's the type of broom where it generally does come apart, then in a chanami, after a few uses, then l'churi, that's like a menorah, shall prokim, which we're choshish that you're not allowed to be metalto, l'churi, you're not be able to use the broom on Shabbos. However, the shail is with regard to the stick. Are you allowed to move the stick or not? Which is really the shalom when you get the safsal. When Chazal asked the safsal, Chazal only talked about the safsal. The Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber only talks about the safsal. The Mishnah Berurah only talks about the safsal. What's the story with regard to the leg? Is the leg mukta or not? The Hainu, in our case, of the broom. The brush you're not allowed to use. That's Iker Kli. The handle of the brush, the stick, that's just that's like the leg of the safsal. What's the lach with that? Is that mukta or is that not mukta? It's not clear in the Paiskin like we said. Some paiskim nemon kapshuta lechur the same way that we're choshish that if you're going to move the table, then in a chanam you're scared that you're scared you're going to fix it. So too, if you hold the piece, the leg, you're also scared you're going to fix it. Sometimes no, it's only when you're sitting on the chair, it's not kishmak to sit on the chair. There's three legs, therefore we're scared you're going to fix it. Mashengim just holding the leg, we're not scared. You're not sitting on the chair. Why should we choshish? They're going to be over and sit there. Lule de mesafina mina. It could be that it's totally in the metzias exactly of what it is. Ma'aser shayi kafaya be'echad mechashuvi avrei yeshivas mira kedusha. That he was a few months ago, about 2 months ago, he was holding a Sefer Torah as they were rolling it. They were rolling and he's holding a Sefer Torah. Because it was actually a borrowed Sefer Torah. And they have to be extra careful. And next thing he knows, he has a chilek of the Atei Chaim in his hand. What happened was, he didn't realize, but the top of the Atei Chaim screw on. And therefore, what happened was probably the silver piece that screws on. It's not the tire thing, so they just screw that piece on, or whatever it is, wooden piece, silver piece. And he ended up with, as they're rolling, they kept on rolling against his palm, and he ended up with a piece in his hand. Now, depending on halacha l'maisa, depending on where this chilek of the Atei Chaim was, if it was on the top or the bottom, it depends whether or not the Sefer Torah is mukhtar or not. L'chura, if it's on the bottom, and now you cannot do hagva because you're missing one of the Atei Chaim, and it doesn't sit in the Aron Kodesh the same normally because it's lopsided, then in a chanami, l'chura the Sefer Torah would be aser betulton. I thought that was another pashut, though I did see the Shalom Yehuda brings down from the Sefer Anachos Mukhtar, he brings down from Biyasher and from Az Nidru that in such a case would not be mukhtar. I don't know why. Sosam alipirish. Kisvei Kodesh don't become mukta. Also, Kli Shemach Leheter doesn't become mukta, but after it breaks, it does.
Oh, Kli Shemach Leheter.
It's a different gzera. It's not the algamain gzera. It's not
more.
No, of course, it's more chum than all mukta. Every single case of Kli Shemach Leheter when it breaks, then we have a gzera chazal. It's a different chash. It's a nayach chash. It's a nayach chash. It's totally different chash. Chash is not one of the gzeras. You're not going to find that any gzeras Kli Shemach Leheter, Kli Shemach Leheter, mukta grufoy. What's that? It's not. Yeah, it's a total. That's if we're trying to handle whether or not it should be mukta as the din of being metalta shleil leterech ukedema. However, the chash is a new chash of exera the rabbanan. They come to him and it has no shach as what it was the lechatchila. Even if it's a, it's still going to be mukta. Lecher in such a case should be aser. That's what I would have thought. Now, if it's on the top, if it's one of the top of the Atei Chaim, then in a Chanami, the Churit does not stir the use of the Sefer Torah whatsoever, then in a Chanami, the Churit, there should be no Chash, and you should be able to be metal to the Sefer Torah. With regard to the piece, though, the Churit, there is a very big Chash, you're going to come to fix it. I'm giving as a mashal. To say that there's no Chash with the bottom piece, to say that you're going to come to fix it, l'chur in such a case, there's a chash. You don't want to lose this piece. You lose this piece, you lost a piece of your Sefer Torah. So that's the fact, even if it was yours, you wouldn't want to lose it. For sure, if it's silver. For sure, if you borrowed it from somebody else, and if you lose this piece, you have to keep it out of paddles, and they're never going to lend it to you again. Certainly, you're going to be chashish that you're going to want to put it back. In such a case, there is to say that in all cases, there's no chash. L'chur, the same chash that Chazal had, that you're going to come to fix it, applies even to the chalakim in certain cases, and one has to be careful.
There, that we're really meagle, but we have to have a rabbinic act to be stringent, but there, as far as there was made
not that I know of.
Okay.
If the Pshash is in their eyes,
why do you want to touch it? You want to keep it.
Right.
You don't want to lose it. You don't want to touch it.
That's also a shayla. That's bechlal a shayla. What's the halacha in such a case? This is not like the regular din of muktzah. If the Pshash is with the regard to these muktzahs that we're scared you're going to go ahead and be urban into their eyes, does it have the regular klolim of muktzah? I didn't want to get into it. Maybe I should. I'll mention the shayla. Does it have the regular klolim of muktzah? The regular klolim of muktzah is that if it was bali yodcha beheter, that if the muktzah came to hand, the beheter fashtis, the halacha is that you're allowed to be matasla. You're allowed to continue to be matasla. If it was heter gomor, the way that it came to your hand. Like such an urban. It came to your hand. My son came last week. He stuck a screw into my hand. I look at my hand. There's a screw inside. I didn't put it there and anything, you put it in my hand. Now what do you do with it? Pashas b'yotzal b'heter, you let it continue to be metatal. That's always the chash if the whole chash is iser tiltum. But if the chash is that you're going to go ahead and be mesakin it, you're going to go ahead and fix it and be urban into the raiso, then ken zan you have to drop it like half potato. Who says that you let it continue to be metatal in such a case? It's not the regular dini mukta. The regular dini mukta is telling tiltum in the maiso of hagbo kadema, certainly according to the way the Goyim learned. Therefore, he's bali al kabahetas. Therefore, you didn't do the original hagbo. But if the chashas of chashas are going to be misakin it, and those are the that hold it in a chanami, that you have to drop like a potato. In such a case, you can't drop the sefer Torah. But it could be that you would have to drop the put down the piece, and you wouldn't be able to take it anywhere. And you'd be scared that it's going to get lost. The only place really that you could put it is back on the sefer Torah. Similar cases to this case is common cases is with regard to your glasses that fall apart on Shabbos. So now they didn't have glasses like we have glasses nowadays, but we all have the same shaylas. And then the screws that come apart. Screw that comes apart for your glasses, and they fall off. If one of the temples come off, then bepashtis, it's not kishmak to use it. If you use it like that before Shabbos, beseder. If you didn't use it, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. You have no chash. However, if you didn't use it that way before Shabbos, and it came out on Shabbos, and you have the screw, and you're able to put it back together, then in a chanami you would not be allowed to use it, because even though you could balance your glasses on your head, and you could work, and people do, it's certainly not kishmak. When you bend down to look at the Gemara, it's going to fall off. But meila, in such a case, in a chanami, we're chashish, you're going to go ahead and put it back together. However, I heard, that you're also allowed to cause yourself not to be able to fix it. Take the screw and kick it as hard as you could and get it lost. Then you won't have the screw, you won't be able to fix it. And in a chanami, matev manoim, after Shabbos, you get in the screw. But for Shabbos, the whole pachas, you won't be stuck. You'll be allowed to use it.
Leave it on your face.
Leave what on your face?
No, I didn't.
You're still being metatl. Yeah, because when you're being metatl, since it's not kashmak, as we use it, so therefore I'm getting a sakin. Same thing over here, as soon as I bend down, it's going to fall off. Are readily available? Yeah, but I don't know. The fact that somebody else could get it is not. The fact that you could go to a neighbor. Some people do have that. In Echanam, if you have it in your house, then it's a problem. Absolutely. I don't have my house. I have a screwdriver. I don't have a screws. So, another case which is common, which is actually brought down this exact case in Aruch HaShabbos, and I've spoken to other people that had this exact case, and it happens in my house also, is that they have the crib, the wheel of the crib comes out. In other words, the crib lays on top of the wheels. Most of the wheels are supposed to be stuck in tightly, as opposed to sometimes what happens is it loosens, and then if you pick up the crib, somebody hits into it, the wheel will come out. Now, during the week, you just stick it back inside, and it sits, because there's no reason that it should come out. It just sits on top of the... Says Aruch HaShabbos about this exact case. He says, in such a case, since the derech has been shamash like that, and there's no real chash that you're going to be taking care, the only way for you to go ahead and fix it is if you give it to Uman, is to give it to back to the company, and the company will be able to do something, or you stick in a piece of... I don't know what you do to stick in to fix it, but generally most, and people are not makbet used like that. It's not it goes in and out very easily. He really says it's not a problem. It's not even, he says, even if you have to push it in a little bit, in other words, when you pick it up, it wouldn't fall out. He says even such a case would be moter pashtos, because it goes in and out easily. Certainly, if all you have to do is stick it back on top, he says that would be not a problem. That's not considered. You haven't done anything. You haven't been misakin anything. You haven't. Another case that. Even if the crib is master, you're not putting the crib together. You're being bino on the crib. On the, I don't know if it's a mice of binyan, it's not a mice of binyan. We're not looking at a mice of binyan.
It's not true, but the
setting between the two is on top of the shadow,
even
if
that's the
terror,
like the
top of the shadow. Yeah, but it's like Yimish Shalvan, you're being mevatla there, and it's not going to come off again. I don't know if it's the same together. The last case I will talk about is what happens if the wheel of a carriage falls off. Pushing the carriage and the wheel falls off. So, depending on what type of carriage you have, if you have the carriages that you need to screw it on and you need to, and there's a metal piece that holds it in place with nuts and bolts, then there cannot be such a case if you need a ma'isa uman to put it back together. The seder, then there's a chash. Then there's no chash that you're going to be able to fix it. You can't fix it. However, if you're able to put it back together, you're able to screw it back together. And in Chanami, it's not kashmak to use a carriage that has either 3 out of 4 legs or 2 out of 3, 3 out of 4 wheels or 2 out of 3, and therefore it would be aser. Okay. However, according to, if you have like the baby jogger that just snaps in, you just press the button and the wheel comes out. So the gil sefer time is that lecher in such a case, that's not a ma'isa of tkiya b'chlal. That's a ma'isa at worst. It's hiduk. It's not itzad deraisa, and therefore, if you're not goyish or atu itzad deraisa, since you can't come to itzad deraisa over here, mila is no zero chazal, and you would be allowed to. According to the Chazon, you should even be allowed to put it back in L'chaira. It's not a problem, because you're not being it's not Shaykh Tzkiya. However, if you don't go like that, you go like the Ramah says, nevertheless, there would be no Chash, you'd be allowed to continue pushing the carriage, even though it doesn't have that last piece, because there's no Chash, you can come to the Raisa. Siftes, and this just two short halachas, in Siftes, that is, Hazakiya Eitz Be'etz, Be'etz Yitaka Be'masmer, Be'etz Yitaka Be'etz Asma, Eitz Yitaka, and Reza told his Be'ne. The halacha, the makor for this halacha, says the Sharatzion is mal b'nei shomito. Mal b'nei shomito, that's what the Rav Magid says, is the little pieces of wood that you stick onto the legs of the bed that it shouldn't rot in the ground. You put in these little cups that it sits inside of there. Therefore, it protects the legs of the bed. That is also to do on Shabbos. But mele says aruch Shabbos. That lechura, we have the exact case nowadays. They have these rubber pieces that you stick on the bottom of the chair that shouldn't shake back and forth. Such a piece you would not be able to put on Shabbos, and not be able to take off on Shabbos. The same thing that's exactly no minhag shemitah, you remember sticking on and pulling it off. That would be such a that would be a similar case. That would be awesome. Now Yesh Lain Bakla, what's this Isser? Is this Lukharik Mukharas and Mobana Samita is Dafka when you're making some sort of kli. You're aiding some sort of kli. But if you're not aiding some sort of kli, you just take a piece of wood and take another piece of wood and stick it inside, Lukharis is no Isser there. What have you done? What have you created? There's no makabe patish, there's no binding, there's no, what did you do? You put two pieces of wood together? It's dafka in a case, even though the mashmois, somebody was murder. Mashmois and machaber is that we're talking about a decay 8x8. You're just sticking a piece into another piece of wood. What have you done? If you've been makalkal, lachur, that's nothing. However, in a case where you're creating some sort of kli, you're enabling some sort of ishtamshus, that would be something which would be aser. Another thing that the poskim done, this is all talking about being tekea, and the Mishaburu says also to be mefarik, something which is tekua. However, are you allowed to be mefarik something which is mehuduk? If you have a piece of wood which is stuck into another piece of wood, but it's not tekua, it's mehuduk, are you allowed to pull it out? The only reason that we say that you're not allowed to be mehadik something like chatchila is it shouldn't come to do with tekiyah. That's all when you're attaching it. When you're pulling it apart, lachar in such a case, there should be no issa, there's no makam for exer, b'chal, lachar mitzvah, it should be mutter. However, it seems from the Taz in Benigay, it said, Kreshal Prakim, he says, even though there's no issa deraisa, lachar it's only mehuduk, the derech is only to be mehadikin, nevertheless, you should not go ahead and take it apart on Shabbos. Yesh lizar, not to take it apart. What are we choishes to take it apart? You're taking apart something which is mehuduk. Nevertheless, the mavur lachar in the Taz, that you should not do it. Now, one more line just to help the Eilim for Shin Yud Daled. One more part. That's Shin Yud Gimel. Shin Yud Daled, just give me Masakim, the Taz, in one line. What is the purpose of the long Taz? The Mordechai says, Halacha, that if you take a knife and you stick it into a chavis, he says you're allowed to pull it out on Shabbos. The Truma Sadeshin understands that that halacha of pulling out the knife on Shabbos is only when there's no psik resha. That means that already before Shabbos, you pulled it out of the chavis once, and you stuck it back in. So you already widened the hole where the knife is to the extent that it's not considered a psikration when you take it out. It's this exact nekuda that the Taz is being chenek on. The Taz says that's not true. Even if you haven't taken it out before Shabbos and put it back in, you just jabbed it in once before Shabbos, on Shabbos you're allowed to take it out. It's not a problem of psikration. Why is it not a problem of psikration? And this is why it's so important to see this Taz and this Magen Avraham, even though it's very long, and it's maybe not so negel halacha because practically we don't have such a applications except for maybe the sheitel, the pin into the sheitel head, we'll see. That's what Elam was talking about. But where do we, why is it so negeh? It's for the nekudas, the reason why it's mutter. The reason why it's mutter says the Taz is because even if it is a psik resha, you're going to create a little bit of a hole. However, the whole din of being chayfer guma, that's asr, is only chayfer guma if you need the guma. That's what the malacha is, to create a guma. Midra aban and the asr, malacha shein etzrich legufa, if you don't need the guma and you need the offer. If you make a hole and you don't need not the guma and not the offer, that's nothing. That's not a malacha. That's not a malacha shein etzrich legufa. You haven't done the malacha b'chlal. I mean, it's mutter. However, the Magen Avraham says the same svar. However, al the heter of psikresha by inin derabanan, even though it's only derabanan, it's kelim which is talish, and lachor it's only issa derabanan. On that, the Magen Avraham says psikresha even by issa derabanan, it's a big hack. What the halacha is big shail and rishenim. Psikresha by issa derabanan. We machmer. Psikresha issa derabanan. The Magen Avraham says we are machmer psikresha derabanan except by amir al akum, which is not a ma'isa b'chlal. It's only an amira that such a derabanan is more kal since it doesn't have a ma'isa. There we are mekel by psikresha.